Legislators have instructed the Ministry of Education and Sports to address grievances from 60 former staff members of the Management Training and Advisory Center, which has merged into the Nakawa Vocational Institute. James Kuwe Keteria, chairperson of Parliament's Education Committee, highlighted complaints indicating that some MTAC staff were not absorbed into the new institute. Loy Muhezi, the Commissioner of Technical Vocational Education and Training, explained that MTAC has ceased to exist and only Nakawa Vocational Training College is recognized. Muhezi's mention of illegal staff recruitment by MTAC raised concern among MPs, with Emmanuel Ongitho criticizing the ministry's oversight and Silas Ogon calling for arrest related to the illegal hires. Muhezi requested more time to report on the transition, prompting further questions from Nathan Itunga about the status. Peter Ogwang, the Minister of State for Sports, encouraged the affected staff to share their concerns and asked MPs to provide information about them.
So, Chairman, I also want to really ask you to help me with information regarding that cadre. Because now,
these were actually lecturers, either they call them lecturers or what?
Because now, I've just been asking the permanent secretary whether formally she has received any of these complaints from their grid, and it seems the answer has been negative. And if I want to thank them for coming to you and all of our colleagues, I want to still repeat and call upon them to show up so that we really address their issues holistically.